Hey everyone, this is Esther, and welcome to today's HCAST Mini. Today we'll be looking at Revelations chapter 8, verse 3 to 5, and these few verses say, "Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer, with the prayers of all the saints, on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake." Prayer can be exciting. It doesn't have to be boring all the time. But I'm sure we have experienced situations in which it seems our prayers seem to have fallen onto barren soil, yielding no desired results. We sometimes are discouraged by circumstances or lose sight of our vision when we perceive that nothing is happening or that God doesn't seem to be working on our behalf. That is far from the truth. The verse from Revelation chapter 8 shows otherwise. These verses show us two things. First, every prayer we make goes before the very throne of God. We can be assured that so long as we come to Him honestly and earnestly, He wouldn't ignore our cries or concerns. Second, we can learn that our prayers are heard by a God who is more than able to intervene in our lives. When we begin to pray and declare God's truth in our lives, we are claiming His authority and power over every part. We can live victoriously indeed. Therefore, do not lose heart simply because your prayers seem unanswered, or even when a promise you've been given seems unfulfilled. Because in the right timing, the collected powers of our prayers can create stunning and wonderful results that surpass even our wildest imaginations. The imagery used in the verse is awesome and amazing. Every prayer you make, every cry to God above, every petition that you make in His name, makes His golden altar a little heavier with incense, and at the right time with His fire, God will command His angel to hurl His censer down. When that happens, you can be very assured indeed that you won't be the same again. It would have been worth the wait, worth the energy you've put in during your prayer time in the secret place. So regardless of the situation we may be facing today, let us take courage, for we have a God who will not miss out a single detail of the prayers we offer. It could be for direction over your future you're seeking, you could be praying for your special one earnestly, or even asking God to make a difference in your family life. Whatever it is, I would encourage you to wait for God to act on His timing, which is never too late or early. Prayer is not just the last resort, it should be your foremost response. Prayer moves the arm that moves the world. And when He acts, your life would experience a turnaround. So don't underestimate the power of prayer.